Hi, Simon Jacobson here, and we are now at Module 3 of the Midlife Miracle Masterclass. So in the first two modules, we addressed the importance of a mission statement in your life and the difficulties and challenges that impede and stop us from getting there. So now, with that having been done, and remember, you can always go back and do those modules again as many times as you need to get into that frame of mind and heart to move forward. In Module 3, Discovering Yourself, we will address how now do we actually identify who we are as opposed to what we do to gain a mission-centric approach to life rather than a reaction-centric one. So in this module, we'll be covering three sections. Section 1, the four-factor formula that reveals the secret of your life's mission. Section 2, how to see the cosmic choreography for your life that has been hiding in plain sight all these years. And Section 3, why you are truly indispensable and why the world needs you right now. We'll begin with Section 1, the four-factor formula that reveals the secret of your life's mission. Now remember the question we asked in Module 2. If a mission is so important to our lives, why is it that we don't look for one? Why don't we embrace one? Why don't we live by one? And the first challenge I mentioned was because of ignorance. Because we don't come to Earth with a little box or with an operator's manual or people telling us, this is your mission. Make sure you focus your entire life because this is why you're here. This is why you're indispensable. This is the unique voice and song you can sing. We don't have that. So then, of course, the question is, so how do we discover it? Do we have to find someone that will tell us? And here's the good news. The good news is it's right inside of you right now. Embedded within you is all the answers that you need to find your mission. What I will do now is teach you how to find those answers within yourself. And we'll call this knowing yourself, know thyself. Just as awareness is half a cure, awareness of problems is half the cure, so too, awareness of yourself is the direction, is the signposts that actually will teach you who you are. And when you know who you are, you will naturally also know what to do. So know thyself. Getting to know yourself, not just what you do, is the key to discovering your mission. Since you weren't born with a guy telling you what your mission is, the only way to discover it is by examining your life. And yes, there is a hidden choreography in each one of our lives, which we don't know what that story is, a narrative is. And that's why we usually gravitate to a survival mode or to a reaction-centric mode. But the fact is, nothing in your life is random and by accident. Everything has a purpose. Who you are, where you are, when you are, and who you know has all been choreographed that you can fulfill your piece of the larger plan, the cosmic plan. So the key here is to study, investigate, not some outside force, not some complex system, yourself. What is more exhilarating than discover who you are? Remember, you look in a mirror, you only see your body, you see your face. How do you shine a light on your soul, on your psyche, on your identity, on your personality? So how do you get to know yourself? So we have a formula. This is the four-factor formula that we're discussing. And it has an acronym to make it easy. It's called POPP, POP for short. We're going to be looking at your personality, P, opportunities, the O, the people you know, and the places you are at or have been to or will be at. These four elements, POPP, carry the secret of your mission in life. What we will be doing now is take each one of these four and discover tools how to examine, evaluate, and identify your unique POPP, your unique personality, your opportunities, and the people and the places. And that will become what we call your POP chart, your POPP chart. Your mission is an outgrowth and directly linked to your unique attributes, and they will use those attributes and actualize them. Your opportunities, professional or personal, earned or inherited, financial or social, all of these opportunities are fundamental markers to defining and fulfilling your mission. The people you know, your family, friends, coworkers, even random strangers, all carry clues that can further direct you to your mission. And finally, the places you have been to, the places you've traveled to, even short term, even seemingly inconsequential detours are an integral part on the path to your mission. So in your workbook, you will find a comprehensive map of these four POP categories. The goal of this next exercise is for you to use this map and create your own personal profile. What I'll do now is review these four items in more detail and their subcategories to help you along, because it's difficult to just sit down and say, okay, this is my personality, these are the opportunities. So we've made it easier by giving you options and breaking down personality and the other four, three categories into subsections that you can easily identify or fill in anything that we may not have put down. Now, I encourage you to pause the audio and take as much time as you need to identify your unique features and create your profile. This might take a few minutes or several days. There's no time limit. The goal here is to get the profile, whatever it takes, which may be reviewing it once, twice, three times, showing it to people that you're close to, but you want to come away with a profile as close as possible, as reflected in these four elements. So let's begin now with personality. You possess a unique mix of personal characteristics. Now, this exercise is not meant to diagnose you and label you as having one personality type versus another, but rather to provide you with the tools to identify some of your natural tendencies and patterns. And based on an ancient mystical system, we've broken down personality into five essential categories. Your cognitive profile, your emotional profile, your performance, implementation, action skills, your natural skills, and your acquired skills and hobbies. Each one of these reflect another element of your personality. So again, this is not about focusing on one aspect, it's trying to get a wide enough and broad enough profile of all of them. Human personality is made up of many different components. So to get to know thyself at the personality level, it's important to break it down into a structure. So what we've done is we've broken it down into a structure of these five major categories. And they are, number one, the cognitive. Number two, the emotional. Number three, performance and implementation action. Number four, natural skills. And number five, acquired skills and hobbies. And the objective here is to try to get as close a profile as possible to your unique makeup in each of these five areas. So let me elaborate a bit on each one of them. Cognitive simply means each of us have a mind. How we use our mind. What are our intellectual strengths? So generally speaking, cognitive can break down into some people are excellent at conceiving ideas. They're great, they're idea people, but they're not necessarily great at fleshing out an idea. Others are great at comprehending an idea, taking an idea, breaking it down into details, fleshing it out, turning it into a plan. You very often find in companies, there's the dreamer, guy that conceives of ideas, and there's the person who takes an idea and turns it into a elaborate, detailed plan. And then there are those that really are able to bring it together in a conclusive form. where they take an idea and they really sum it up. This is the punchline. It's a certain type of clarity. You can even say resonance. So without necessarily belaboring it, try to identify in which area are you strongest. That helps you define your cognitive part of your personality. Now let's move to the emotional. The emotional also breaks down. Our emotions are different. We have different emotions. The spectrum of our feelings and our way of feeling is very different from one another. So here, let's break it this way. There's the way you love, the way you love. Some people love very easily. They're giving people. It comes easily to them. Others find it very difficult to love. You have people who have the other extreme, restraint and discipline. They're very good at discipline. They're very good at limiting things, which is important. But sometimes that's the opposite of just a free flow of love. And then your level of empathy and compassion. So there we have the emotional. In the emotional, I would also include a few other elements, and that is your self-perception. Some people are very sharp in their own self-perception. Some people are not. Your way of expressing yourself, self-expression. Your interpersonal skills, which is your emotional interactions with others. How you manage stress, stress management, and your decision-making process. Let's move to number three, performance and implementation action. So in executing something, bring it into concrete action, there again, some of us are very strong in that area. Others, for example, are very good at the cognitive, as I mentioned, at calculating, at strategizing, but they're not very good at executing. But in the execution itself, in implementation itself, here are a few categories. One is the need for determination. We all know to implement something, you need to be determined. You need to be driven, ambitious. On the other hand, you also need flexibility. You're going to work with people. You're just determined and driven. You could end up stepping on people. So where you stand in your flexibility, your ability to yield, your ability to compromise, to team building, and so on. And then bonding. Bonding is connecting with your team, connecting with those that are implementing. It's not just getting them to do it, but there's a certain bond, there's a certain interconnection between the two of you. And then finally, the last two are your skills. We broke that down into natural skills and acquired skills. Natural skills, like, you know, some people are born with musical talent, with artistic talent. Some people are very good with their hands, carpentry and the likes. These are natural skills that do not necessarily mean you taught yourself or you learned skills, not an acquired skill. It's a natural skill. So in identifying your personality, you want to know what you're good at, what you're naturally good at. Then there's the acquired skills and hobbies. These are things that you, for whatever reason, you decide. Like, for example, no one's born a good stamp collector. But it could be something you've really mastered because you invested yourself into it. And now you're an expert or maybe an amateur expert, but some form of some hobby. So hobbies and acquired skills are things that you in some way taught yourself or were taught and not necessarily mean you're natural. Now, if you take all these five, you will get yourself quite a nice picture of the profile of your personality, because we really covered the entire spectrum of what makes us us. And why is this so vital? Because if you don't know what makes you tick, you don't know who you are, how can you figure out your mission of how that should define what you do? Now, frankly, as I mentioned a number of times, if you don't have that type of identity and self-awareness and know thyself of your personality, then what drives your life is reactive reactions to consequences, to circumstances, instead of proactive leading the way you're reacting, as we discussed earlier. With that, let us go to the second part of this POP chart. That's personality is the P. Now opportunities. And here comes another exercise and activity, the windows of opportunity. Opportunity as opposed to personality are the opportunities that have come your way in your life that are unique to you. An opportunity is a set of circumstances that uniquely presents itself to you, making it possible to do something. You have had many favorable times and moments in your life in which new windows of opportunity, some big, some relatively small, present themselves, whether you seize them or not. So here the objective is to go through your life stages You don't have to go through every step of the way, but different key life stages of your life, and compile a list of unique opportunities that were presented only to you, meaning unique to you, not to me, not to someone else. And it would be good to note whether you actually seized and took advantage of that opportunity or not. So in your workbook, you'll find a breakdown of different options. And of course, you can add those that are unique to you that we did not list. The goal here is that in addition to personality, you're getting another cue, like another signpost in your life that is directing you to your mission. Because as I mentioned earlier, none of this is random. The reason you have these opportunities and not someone else is because they are part of you fulfilling your calling and your mission. So we've covered personality and opportunities, and they're both part of this four-step formula, as we've been discussing, of identifying these signs, these cues that help you determine and identify your mission. So the next is the third, the P, P-O-P of people and personal encounters. Think about all the people you've crossed paths with, family members, mentors, friends, romantic relationships, colleagues, role models, anyone that you have interacted with, and obviously if they're close relationships, then they're even more significant. But every interaction, frankly, even something that may have been adversarial, but you had an interaction with someone, you may have learned something from that. Choose several significant people in your life that have left an impression on you and what you have learned from them, whether through positive or negative interactions. What important lesson or value did you take from your encounters with them? Now, how does this fit into the picture? Again, it's another cue. It's another signpost. Just as personality identifies who you are and what makes you tick, and opportunities identify what opportunities came your way, people in your life are vital to your mission as well. Because a certain person, something you've learned from them, or a connection they may have, may help you identify and fulfill your unique mission and calling. And finally, in this POPP, places. The place you were born, the places of your family and ancestry, the places you've lived or traveled to, detours that may have been taken unintentionally, locales where you went to school, or even places you have an inclination and an urge to visit. And of course, vacation places. All these places are yet another signpost of why did you go to this place? Why is this person led and been lived or born or traveled to this place and another person to a different place? Because the places are also indicators of your calling. So for example, as we will discuss it later when we develop the mission, if you live in a certain country, you know the language, you know the locale, you know the community, most likely your mission is connected to that. For you to start looking for some exotic community or somewhere you have no connection with, you've never lived there, never been there, may not be connected to your mission. So a place connects you again with why are you there? Just as the people you know, just as the opportunities you have, and just as the personality that constitutes your being. Okay, regarding places, think through all the places you have lived in, traveled to, and would really like to go to. What happened in each of these places? Where did you most feel at home? What about these locales touches something meaningful inside of you? Did any of these places influence who you are, how you think, or decisions you've made? All these are questions meant to get your thoughts percolating, to stimulate you to consider all the different ways and places and people and opportunities and personality to help you know thyself better. And knowing yourself, again, who you are, will help you define what to do. Now, let's put the icing on the top. And that is, after the POPP, we have another P for you. That P is called passion. And we'll add that now to the equation. Why is this so necessary? Because you can have all the above four, but you still we want to know where your passions lie. What drives you? What excites you? So what we want to do now is identify your passion through this exercise, and that'll help fill in one of the spaces that may have been missing from the other four, and that is your drive, your excitement. When you think about deeply seated truths about yourself, would absolutely fight for? What do you truly believe in? What would you fight for? What is not optional? What is necessary in your life? This will help identify your passion. And when you have passion, we all know it's much easier to be motivated. If someone says to you, you know what, your personality is so-and-so, you're a good writer, and you have good opportunities, and the other people and places, but you know what, you're not passionate about it. It doesn't excite you. Then you can imagine it's much harder to ignite you to act on it. So with that, we've covered the POPP with the additional P of passion. Personality, opportunities, people, places, and your unique passion. I assure you, when you review this, and as I said, take your time, and you look it over, you'll see an image emerge. It may even surprise you. Because once you hone in, once you define these elements, you start seeing something about the portrait and the profile of your life. And of course, we're going to be going through that much more later. Remember, pause this audio and review the exercises. Take as much time as you need. You can listen to it again and fill out that profile before you continue to the next section of the audio. Part B of Module 3, how to see the cosmic choreography for your life that's been hiding in plain sight all these years. So now, once you've identified your unique pop and the passion, allow me to congratulate you for your effort. It's not an easy task. It's really difficult to get to know yourself. So feel proud that you now have the coordinates that will allow you to create your own profile and begin discovering your unique mission. And the takeaway from all of this has been that all these indicators, personality, opportunities, people, places, and passion, they are the coordinates that define the hidden choreography in your life, which is not noticeable when you're in survivor mode, when you're in reaction mode. And the key point to remember, nothing is random or without purpose. Who you are, where you are, when you are, and who you know. And you can uncover this choreography of your life by looking at the signposts that we reviewed. Personality, opportunities, people, and places. When you understand your pop plus your passion, you're ready to begin applying them to your life in a conscious way. And finally, one more point in this module, which I mentioned earlier, but now I want to emphasize. Why you are truly indispensable and why the world needs you right now. The reason you have a unique pop, personality, opportunities, people, places, and passion is because you have a unique and indispensable mission. Remember, it all begins with a mission. If you send someone on a mission, you need to give them the tools to fulfill that mission. And what are those tools? Your unique personality to fulfill your unique mission. Your unique opportunities, your unique people, your unique places, your unique passion. And because you have that indispensable mission, which you and only you can accomplish, that is why you were given these specific elements and tools and instruments to help you actualize your calling. And with that, we conclude Module 3. In the next module, you will begin crafting your own personal mission statement based on the profile that you have now created.